Now, as you've been hearing in the news, a powerful earthquake has struck the Aegean Sea, killing two people on the Greek island of Kos and injuring hundreds of others across Greece and Turkey. It's the time of year when thousands of British and Irish tourists will be heading to the region on holiday. So should they be worried? Let me speak to Doreen McKenzie, who's a local travel agent and also an ABTA representative. Doreen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
First and foremost, our thoughts with the people affected in Kos at this moment in time. Two people have lost their lives. A number of people have been injured. Would many local people be in the vicinity of Kos as we speak?
They could well be. Both Kos and Bodrum on the Turkish coast are very popular destinations with our holidaymakers, and we have charter flights going from both Belfast and Dublin. So, yes, we probably will have some clients down in the region.
So in the event of something like that happening, what's the advice to holidaymakers?
Well, it's all the logistics are being pulled together at the moment. I understand the hotels seem to be okay, that it's more older buildings in the city centres that has been affected badly. But with saying that, if you're travelling in the next couple of days, then go back to the source of where you made your booking, be it with a travel agent, online, or an airline or hotel direct, and check what the situation is. See if they're open for business. If they are, then you will travel as normal. If flights are not going to go as normal, then the airline will let you know what alternative or what delay or whatever the situation's going to be. If that situation is to be an alternative, you would be entitled to a refund.
Yes, obviously people are concerned. There are damaged buildings, there are injured people, there are burst water mains. It isn't the ideal place to be going on holiday to. So if you don't want to go and you say, listen, I'm not going there, will you get a refund?
No, because you would be then in breach of the contract. If they say it's a tour operator, if the tour operator is able to provide your accommodation with full normal working facilities in your hotel, then they will continue to operate. As I say, from what I've heard so far, and it's early yet because it only happened last night, but I've heard that it is more in the city centre and the older buildings that has been affected. So whilst that might not add to your enjoyment of the holiday because you'd maybe want to go and view those and sightsee those, but if your resort is intact and operational, the operator will still operate the charter flights.
And do you expect flights to be cancelled in the very immediate future?
Only if the facilities, if the water mains that have been damaged affect the operation of the hotel, then they couldn't take anybody out if there's no running water. The basics aren't there. They would be unable to travel. So there could be that. We're just waiting to get that information through. As I said, it's a bit early yet. But if that happens, then you will be notified. So I'm basically saying to people, don't panic yet. Just give them to later today to make the assessment of what they're in the cleanup process at the moment. See what's exactly happening, and decisions will probably be taken today whether any flights this weekend are going to be cancelled or affected.
If, however, you were heading off to the airport and your final destination was Kos or Bodrum, you'd need to be asking questions somewhere. That is to the travel agent or indeed to the online service where you booked it.
Yes, and check before you go to the airport if you're travelling within the next 48 hours.
It's always worrying and concerning for people when something like this happens. Of course, much worse has happened in relative terms for holidaymakers. But if you are there and indeed an earthquake occurs, I suppose the best advice is to listen to the local guidance from the local authorities.
Oh, very much so. If you're there, if you're on a package holiday, then you will have the rep in resort and they will advise you whether they're moving you, say, to another island or another resort so that you can continue on with your holiday, which would be the first priority for anyone to do. If that's not possible, because we are at the peak of the high season now and most resorts will be quite full, so if it's not available, they may have to bring people back. But that would be extreme circumstances and I'm not suspecting that's going to happen. But if you're booked on a accommodation only, you booked a flight and then you went and did a sort of what I call a DIY holiday, then you're in your own hands, so you need to check your insurance policy. But most insurance policies don't cover for acts of God, which would be an earthquake. So you may not be recompensed of having to make a decision to fly home early yourself from your insurance.
Okay, Doreen, thank you very much indeed. Doreen McKenzie, representing ABDA here on the programme in the wake of the news of the earthquake on the Greek island of Kos, affecting Bodrum in Turkey as well. 6.7 magnitude earthquake hitting 7 miles northeast of Kos near the Turkish coast. And it's a depth of 10 kilometres, the US Geological Survey has confirmed that. Some buildings were damaged. Sadly, two people have lost their lives and at least 100 people were injured. In the city of Bodrum, several people were injured as they tried to flee the earthquakes. Very, very popular resorts, both of them. If you are planning on heading there, do let us know. 90333105, would you be having second thoughts? And if you've got some friends there, let us know. 90333105. 90333105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.